and over the Christmas period should be overcast and unsettled, with further rain on the 31st of December.
Sadly, the days of the Lennox Walker long-range weather forecast are over. Most people now rely on the radar and the internet. Not so at Wanboyne Lake, where, from our bus, the weather is forecast by nature. I gauge what I should wear for the day by a quick look out the bus door. Then I tune into the birds and insects as a final decider. The raucous calls of yellow-tailed black cockatoos predict fleeting summer storms and rain to break the humidity. Ants have mounded up the entrances to their holes. I can almost measure how many millimetres we will get. Yep, it's bound to rain, according to ants and birds. Best bring in the washing. Last week, driving along the road into Wanboyne, I noticed the cicadas soaring away in the treetops, a sure sign of hot days to come. While walking up the hill from the clothesline, a hitchhiking cicada on my laundry bag kept me company. Sure enough, the next day proved to be a scorcher. Cuckoos are calling, and the cicadas have announced another dry, hot spell. So shorts, a floaty cotton top, sun hat and sandals are the go. Out here, the bush telegraph broadcasts messages loud and clear, heralding the changing season. King parrots are few and far between, a sign of summer, with hens on nests and males helping out. The lyrebirds are quiet too, now that the mating frenzy is over. The manic spring flush of bush flowers is almost over, and a few summer blooms are appearing. The scent of the bush has changed. Air, previously heavy with spring nectar, now smells like sun-dried, summer-cooked foliage. Summer grasses give off a soft scent of cinnamon when freshly mown. I noted this week that the cut grass has a fragrant, just-baked perfume. So now we prepare for what looks like quite a hot summer, much like the traditional summers of my youth. I look forward to paddling on the beach, prawning on dark moonless nights, and sitting under the shady pitosporums, watching the never-ending stream of birds drinking and bathing in our water baths. I wonder if the huge 6-foot-long goanna will again try to climb the steps into the bus, foraging for a free lunch.
Very good rains commencing in the Kimberley.